We've already told you that we've entered a season of camp, and maybe some of us, God wanted to speak to us in the first 5 minutes and we've missed it. So please, let's sit up. All right. We have only 2 more days to finish the fast. Please, those of you who haven't fasted, just finish hard with us. Okay, just 2 more days. In fact, today, I'm sure if you have eaten already, okay, but at least tomorrow, try and fast. All right. Well, it's time to hear the word of God. And this morning, ministering to us is somebody who, Uncle David, this morning ministering to us is somebody who a few years ago was like you in Teen Chapel. And he was like the way some of you are today, unfortunately. I'll leave him to tell his own story. But he was stubborn. He was not taking instructions. He was not doing the things that we asked him to do. His parents were in the church, but he comes to church because his parents say he should come. I mean, his mind wasn't here. But then something happened at one camp, and that was a turning point in his life. And that's the reason why you must not miss camp. One of the interesting things in those early years was that he was very, very serious about working in the house of God. He just wanted to do something in the house of God. He's an IT person, so he decided to help the media team. I mean, anything that was doable in the house of God, he put his hands to it. No wonder. Some of the things that he did in the house of God is that which is giving him money in his pocket today. You understand what I said? Maybe you didn't understand, so I'll leave him to come and tell his own story. Well, it's my pleasure this morning to introduce to us Pastor Eugene Higandodo.
Hallelujah. Give it up for Jesus. Give Jesus a better clap offering. Are you in the house this morning? I don't think so. If you believe Jesus has done something for you, you want to stand, you want to scream, you want to shout, he's the only one who has you. He's the only one who cares about you. Somebody scream, somebody jump. It's a crazy morning. Open up your mouth, talk to God. Open up your mouth, talk to God. As you scream, open up your mouth, speak in tongues. Ratatakatapa, rotetetete, rapantakata. Speak in tongues this morning. Rapandadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad talk to God. It's an encounter this morning. It's an encounter this morning. You are meeting God this morning. Why are you looking at my face like that? Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Even now, God is doing something in this place. Talk to Him this morning. For the next 1 minute, you want to talk to God. Talk to God. As you talk to Him, He's opening up to you. There's something moving here.
In the name of Jesus, you don't seem like you are fasting. We don't seem like we're on fire. For the next minutes, before you take your seats, talk to God. In a meeting like this, in church, at camp, I decided to allow God. In a meeting like this, your life can turn around. So many things has happened in my life because I allowed God. Just 1 minute, I allowed Him. Open up your mouth. If you don't have words to say, Let your heart speak to God.
Ask God for an encounter this morning. You want to tell God to touch you. See, I have countless testimonies, even this morning, even yesterday. My life is full of testimonies. Talk to God. He wants to do something in your life. I was always at the backside. I didn't like myself. I used to cry all the time. But when God touched me, everything changed. Talk to him for the next minute. Talk to him. Talk to him. I mean, I live a life of favor because of God, because of Jesus. And he wants to do the same for you this morning. Open up your mouth. Talk to him this morning. Listen, God is just waiting for your heart to do something new for you. Forget about the problems at home. Forget about what happened before you came to church. Talk to him. God is calling some of us this morning. Talk to God. 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 Can I have the choristers, some people, to help me sing before we sit down and listen to the word? Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply get... I need you to help me, please. Longing just to bring something that's of worth.
Oh, somebody. The music has faded. You want to bless the heart of God this morning?
We'll bring him more than a song, for a song in itself, it's not what you have required.
Open up your heart. He's searching deeper this morning. He's searching deeper. 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 Mouth and talk to God. Come to that place. Come to that place. Come to that place. Open up your heart for God this morning.
It's all about you.
It's about Jesus and him crucified. This morning, it's all about him. Not the dress you are wearing. Not the home you come from. Not what you did last night. It's all about God. Your future is about God. Your future is about God. Your academics, all you do here on earth is about God. Give him the accolades. Talk to him. Talk to him. It's not a normal service. Talk to God. He's about to do something new. Give him the glory. Give him the honor.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Please take your seats. And please don't kill the piano or the organ. I don't know. Hallelujah. Today, tell your neighbor, it's going to be a powerful service. Do you believe it? Then give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Good morning. I want to thank God for this opportunity. God is a good God. Never did I think I could ever stand in front of people. I was always sitting at the back side of the class, the back. I wasn't just at the back.
but I was at the back. I don't think some of you understand. So God has been good to me. And I want to thank Pastor Kujo for this opportunity because I serve under his leadership. I also want to thank the best uncle in the world. Who is that man? Give it up for Uncle Bijou! Daddy, thank you very, very much. I love this man so much. And many things I do is because he pushes me. I want to thank the facilitators for the wonderful work you are doing in this place. Your reward will truly come. Amen. And I want to thank my brothers and sisters sitting here. Give it up for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll go into the word and then we'll spend time praying. The reason why I was led for us to worship this morning, because it's really all about him. You read the Bible every day. Psalm 138 verse 2 says, I will worship towards your holy temple. This is his holy temple. And I will praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. And I want you to take note here. For you have magnified your word above your name. That's how powerful God is. He's magnified his word above his name. I want you people to believe everything that is going to be said from this pulpit today, because God has magnified his word above his name. When you have Jesus, you have everything. And the love of Jesus never runs out. No matter how far you go, no matter how far you think you have gone, Jesus loves you. His love is unconditional. When Jesus says he loves you, he loves you. Some of you have boyfriends. Some of you have girlfriends. That love is conditional. Because you like his height. You like how he looks. You like how she looks. It's conditional. But Jesus' love is unconditional. Before I go into the word this morning, into the topic that I was given, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. And maybe you think I'm just saying it. And I said he has exalted or magnified his word above his name. So let's go to Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Message version, if you do have that. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Somebody, don't just be in the service, so something is about to happen. Amen? Your life will never be the same. The Bible says, your message, okay. I have never quit loving you, and I will never. Hey! I have never quit loving you, and I will never. Expect love. God said what? Expect. Expect love. More love. God is trying to let you know that you are supposed to expect his love. Even when you think the love of God is exhausting in your life, you've gone far. He's saying expect more love. And he's saying if you even don't expect love, this is just to encourage you. As young as you are, God loves you. He knows your name. He cares about you. He sees what you do. He knows your future. I told you, I didn't like myself. I always had problems. I was quiet, but problems. I didn't like school because they always would laugh at me. And the more I learn, the more I read. Who has been at that place before? Who has read before? Hey, Charlie, there are sharks here. Ooh, who has read before? Oh, you are shy. Look at my life. Amen. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Father, your word says you love us. even in the dark times, in the deep times, when all hope is lost, your word says, you love us and you will never quit loving us. Never will you. This morning, your word says we should expect your love. Expect love and more love. This morning, as the word of God comes, touch our hearts, speak to us, move in our lives, mention our names, do something to let us see that you love us. As we open our spirits for this service, do something new in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So I'll be sharing the word for some time and then we'll enter prayer. Amen. Expect his love this morning. John 6 verse 5. I've been talking about the love of God for a reason. And he created you in his image. He expects you to love others. He expects you to do what he came to do, and even greater. The Bible says, then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, not Uncle Philip, that where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Don't you think Jesus multiplied the bread? So why was he asking, where shall we buy bread? It's the heart he has. Jesus is a man of compassion. He dwells within you. And he expects that we are like him. When Jesus saw the crowd, he saw a burden and saw a reason. Why do the facilitators come very early? Because there's a burden on them that we may be saved, that we may be sound, that they'll raise leaders, they'll shape vision. It means that they have a burden. There's something in their heart. Why are you not asleep? Of course, some of you, like me, your father, your mother forced you to come to church. But some of you, nobody forced you. Why? Because you have a heart to do the will of the Father. This morning, God is about to do something in your life. Amen? So I'll come back to that scripture. What is compassion? And if you don't know the title of my message, it's Compassion on the Multitude. Compassion is a force that arises when you are confronted with another person's suffering and you feel motivated to relieve that suffering. Can we interact, please? When you are walking to church and somebody's car falls in the gutter, what do? You say, like, oh, do you do that? Oh, some of you don't do that. When you are walking here and somebody falls, what do you do? Oh, but some of you, it is sweet. That's what you say. Some of you say, God punished the person. But as a Christian, you must have a heart for God. When your mother is going through something, or when your mother even sends you, and you can see your mother sweating in the kitchen, mommy, I'm tired, I don't do it. You have compassion. Your mother is cooking for you in the kitchen, and she says, go and buy extra something to add to the soup or something. And you are angry. You lack compassion. But this morning, God is about to do something in this service. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't be dull, because the service will be powerful. Amen. Compassion. I want you to think about the love of God. Lamentations 3 verse 22 says, it is for his mercies that we are not consumed, for his compassion fails not. If not for his mercies, ask your neighbor, where would you have been? I don't think you understand, but as you grow, you realize that your grace and mercy, it's not because of what you've done. It's not because of how rich your parents are. No. When you wake up in the morning, learn to thank God. Around your age, I was in school and I saw a rich man's son, very rich. And I said, hey, they are rich, oh. they're rich. And 2 weeks after, I heard that a track had passed on his leg. Rich man's son. Rich man's son. Rich man's son. And when the track passed on his leg, I said, hey. They rushed him to the hospital. In another 1 month or more, he was wearing an artificial leg. I said, hey, rich man's son. He couldn't replace the leg. So if you have a leg, it's by his mercies. It's by God's compassion. Listen, many have died. There was one facilitator that died here that shocked me. And I said, this man is dead. It's by God's compassion. It's by God's compassion. It's by God's compassion. I want you to catch something this morning before I go further. You are not here because your father is good or your father is a hero. It's by his mercies. And if you understand this early, you will learn to cherish God and what you have. The school you are in, somebody wants to go to that school. Do you know? But you don't like the school. It's by God's mercies. I saw a rich man. He owned buildings in South Africa. He was a doctor. One of Ghana's finest doctors. He would come to my family. And he wanted to build West Africa's biggest hospital in Ghana. But he died. COVID killed him. He has 3 swimming pools in his house. On the way to his house, there are giraffes in South Africa. So it's not because of what your father has. It's not because of what your mother has. It's by God's mercies. Why, Eugene, why are you preaching like this? Because I want you to catch something this morning. Whatever you do, it's not because you are beautiful. It's not because you are handsome. It's not because you are tall. It's not because you have hair. It's by his mercies. So when your dad gives you 1 CD, you'll be grateful that he was even able to give you 1 CD. People, you know why a lot of young people are going astray? We don't acknowledge the mercies of God. And we think our friend has. But what you have, somebody wants. And his mercies are new every morning. People of God, I want you to start being grateful to God. Start being grateful. Because if you are grateful, you won't join that bad group. Because you know that it's by his mercies. If you don't have what your friend has today, you know by the grace of God, you will get it tomorrow. Can I get a believing amen? You people adore for my liking. But we'll get there. I want you to understand something. You have some friends. Oh, this person there, he's nice. So she's nice. So she loves people. Compassion goes beyond temperament and what you feel like doing. I didn't feel like coming to church this morning. I'm coming all the way from around the airport. I didn't feel like coming. I was talking to Daddy, Uncle Bijou, around 3 a.m. Working on. So I'm tired. But for the heart we have for God, for the heart we have for the people, for the heart we have for your friends, you would move to do things. Hallelujah. There are 3 things I want to touch on. Then we'll pray about God's compassion. And know that the more you grow in God's love, the more compassionate you become. 3 examples of Jesus' compassion. The first one is God's compassion for the world. Why do we have Christianity? Because God loved us. God had compassion on us. Why is Pastor Kujo there? Why is Uncle Bijou there? Because Jesus had compassion to save the world. And through that, saved Uncle Bijou, or saved the person who saved Uncle Bijou. The person who saved Uncle Bijou saved us. And now you are sitting here. That's how powerful compassion is. John 3:16. Let's say it. For God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? For God so loved. Jesus' compassion for us is why we stand here. So why do you envy your brother? Why are you upset with life? If God does, whoo, you are off. For God's pleasure, his compassion, he created you. I want us to catch this today, that God loved it. So when you feel like doing something for God, don't only feel, oh, act, do it. Because he loved you and he saved you. That is the compassion God had for you. Some of you, the facilitators are here. You go to them, Auntie Frida, Uncle Bijou, Auntie Adam, Uncle Moses. Are they your uncles? Are they your aunties? Do they carry your name? I'm asking you a question. Please, let's talk. Do they carry your name? Do they carry your name? What's your name? What's your surname? Pardon? Bay du Prat. Bay du Prat. Is Bay du Prat Saki? I'm asking you. But you call them uncles and aunties. Do you know why? Because of the love they've shown you and the compassion they have for you. If he's not your family member, why are you calling him uncle? Because they've shown you some love. Every Saturday they are here. Every Sunday morning they get here early for you. That is the compassion they have for you. They don't even know your parents. Some of them don't know your parents. But it's the compassion they have to see you become a nation builder. I came to stir you up this morning. There's a bad boy in your class. You are not related to him. There's a bad girl. There's an uncle who drinks. Listen to me. There's somebody across your road who drinks. Some friends who you know they are bad friends. You are not related to them, but you are mandated to touch their lives. So, daddy, buy it for me. Me. I want to travel, but why are you not thinking about others? Why are you not thinking about others? There's a bad boy in your school and everybody has neglected them. And you are a Christian and you have, I charge you this morning, for God so loved the world that he gave. Give them some prayer. Talk to them about Jesus. Give them some of your time. Give them some of your money. Give them some of your food. I came to charge you this morning. I'm talking to you as a big brother. That bad boy is not a bad boy. You were a bad girl before God saved you. Don't judge. Show them love. Show them love. Give God a clap offering. Show them love. Show them love. Listen. Auntie Jifa, I have a problem. I have a problem. I can't sleep. You're putting pressure. If she didn't love you, or if she didn't love Christ, look at how busy that woman is. Think she'll have your time? That is what God has called us to do. Your friends are in class. Some are drinking. Some are doing bad things. Oh, they are going to hell. You too, you were going to hell. Somebody preached to you. I want to speak to you this morning. The reason why you are in that classroom is because God wants you to preach. The reason why you are in that school and you are in that family is because God has put a certain thing in your heart to give to people. Jesus saw the multitudes. The first thing he asked is, have they eaten? Or can we get bread? But there was no bread, though. There was no bread. Jesus, why are you going to carry wahala on yourself every day? We don't have money in the account. And you keep on giving. You a day. Because there was something inside of him. And this morning, I hope God would arrest you. Amen. The second thing about compassion, God forgave us. He came for the lost. He forgave you. So learn to forgive others. On that same point, God uses the foolish things of the world. I always say this here. Academics, not so good. When I give my life to Christ, I came here. I didn't know what to do for God. I wouldn't want to come for a camp meeting. No. I wouldn't want to fall under the anointing. No. What is that? You come to worry me. So I'll always be at the back. But for the compassion Chief Nana had for me, you always call me. Eugene Woba, you always call me. We are projecting. You always call me. I did never made up my mind to ever stand here. Never. Those people are very holy. They are very sanctimonious. But he will call me. Come and project. Come and do this. Then I started getting hungry. I was projecting. I didn't care about God. But I was doing his work. Then in the projection, I was hearing a word. I'll hear something about demonology. Hey, there's something I can do. I'll hear something. Hey, this is God. I'll see the power move. And I'll say, hey, these people, they've been caught. That was the mindset I had. And you call me. But for these facilitators, I don't think I'll be anywhere. By the grace of God, I've seen about 30 to 50 people get healed. Never did I think that was me. Never. I've seen demonology. I always say I learned it in Calvary Temple. Teen church. I've seen demons manifest. Some, they want to beat me. I enter places. It's because people had compassion on me to preach the gospel to me. Hallelujah. The second point is Jesus had compassion for a soul, one soul. And that is you. Jesus will leave the 99 and chase the one. Matthew 18 verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. Jesus is talking about us. We are the little ones. Me and you are the little ones. For I say to you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of the Father who is in heaven. Second verse. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Do you not think if a man had 100 sheep, one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99? Go onto the mountain to seek the one that is astray, And if he should find it, assuredly, I say to you, he rejoices over the 99. That is the love of Jesus. Imagine we are all in this room, and one of us tears, and one of us runs away. Jesus is saying, he leaves you guys that are here and he chases me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after. Goodness is running after. It's running after me. Jesus chases you. Your goodness is running after. It's running after. Personalize that song. He came to die for you.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
Your goodness is running after.
It's running after me.
This is a message that I want to go in your heart. Let it sink that your life will never be the same. This is true Christianity. When you leave the 99 and you chase that soul, that guy on your street, that guy in your class, Jesus said, go after that person, preach to the person, and accast the person into the kingdom of God. You want to touch your heart?
Your goodness is.
Look at how good God has been to you. He loves only you. Look at how good He has been to you. Look at how He saved you from trouble. want to declare.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after.
I don't think we understand. Let's say this.
His goodness is chasing us. It's chasing after us.
His goodness is chasing you.
His goodness,
you may be at the backside. You may be depressed. But the goodness of God is chasing you this morning. No matter how far you've gone. No matter how far you've gone. His goodness is chasing you. His compassion fails not.
His goodness is chasing after. It's chasing after us. His goodness is chasing after. It's chasing after us.
Amen. In this next verse, it says, so that even so, it is not the will of your Father in heaven. Even so, isn't it not the will of your Father? The will of God is to show compassion. Listen, otherwise, why are you in church if you cannot be a blessing to others? Why are you in church for yourself? You are a very shallow Christian. You come to church for others. You come to be empowered to go out. This morning, I charge you. The next thing I want us to talk about is Jesus' compassion towards people. As I said already, John 6:5. And Jesus lifted up his eyes, seeing a great multitude coming. He said, Philip, where shall we buy bread? Jesus was thinking about others. If you think Jesus was thinking about himself, I will not be here. You will not be here. If Uncle Bijou was thinking about himself, this youth service will not be here. If Pastor Kujo was thinking about himself, Calvary Temple would not be here. If the facilitators were thinking about themselves, look at a facilitator that has helped you. You may have been a weed smoker. You may have been not in church. If not for someone who loved you. This message is not a message to make noise, so let it enter you. That from today, as young as you are, you will leave a legacy before you die. Last week, Sunday, I'll give you some scriptures. I was coming for second service. That was my original plan. I have a tailor, someone who sews, fashion designer, who was sick, went mad, came back. He took my fabrics to his village. I woke up at 5 a.m. I said, I'm driving to Adan before I come for second service. That was Sunday. So I went to Adan by 6 o'clock last week, Sunday. I was very angry. I went, spoke to his sister, said, please, Pastor, come. I went. We knocked on this guy's door. We knocked for like 30 minutes. And I got very angry. And I took a stone and was hitting his. Then he got up and he came. And when I saw him, I was so angry. And then, but for God's compassion, I looked at his face. I said, oh. I looked at how his face was. And then he said, he had smoked weed that night. So I was supposed to come to church at 10, leave Adan at maybe 9, try and get to second service. But as I saw his face and how he looked, I started praying for him. And that's compassion. And then I started talking to him about the power of the mind. And he started crying. I was going for something. But when Jesus saw the crowd, he was moved with compassion. So I started talking to him. And I started rebuking that foul spirit. And he started manifesting. My tailor. I was going for cloth. Come for second service. Then his sister started lying on the floor. And God started leading me to tell him things he's done. And to tell him his future. And I told him, I see gold dust. I see this. And the sister started rolling. Because she said last week, a pastor had said the same thing. Yeah. I said, you know, you are not well. He said, I'm well. I said, no. I came to take fabric and go, but I'm going with you to Accra this morning. He said, hey. I said, yeah, I'm taking you to the psychiatric hospital. He said, ah. I said, yes. I said, dress. He dressed up. I put him in the car with his sister. Drove him to Accra psychiatric hospital. Stood there. I missed service. Stood there till about 2 o'clock. They took care of him. They gave him drugs. They gave him medicine. Every single morning, he calls me to pray for me. Give the Lord a clap of offering. To God, that is compassion. That is compassion. And compassion is not your will, oh. It wasn't my will to do that. But I was moved. Now, I met him yesterday. He came to Accra. Bright face. He says, since I spoke to him, something left him. When he hears of weed, when he hears of the ghetto, he doesn't want to go there. He doesn't. Every morning, he's calling me praying. His mother is a pastor. She calls me. Say, thank you. Say, thank you. Say, thank you. I said, it's not me. Because that was even my plan. I'm trying to just use this testimony to push your faith. Compassion, eh? It's not easy. You are going for camp. Sometimes you don't have some of the money. But you can get it. You can ask your parents. Something you should pray for is the heart of flesh. That is compassion. When you are driving, when your father is driving, and someone knocks the door. I know that they've told us, oh, don't make money sika. I believe, sometimes I believe that. Because I have discernment. I feel it. But even when I don't give them money, when they knock my window, my heart just goes down. That is compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion. People, let's go back to that place. Let's go back to the place where we wanted to be in his presence. Compassion. Where we want to love others. Where we want to bless somebody. When you came to church this morning, have you smiled to anybody? Some of us know. I saw some of you when you came in. Do you have compassion? One thing I always do, if I can't even say hi to somebody, I'll smile to the person. You don't know what that smile will do. God is calling us to be humble. And if you are not, you don't have a heart of a child, you can't be compassionate. Look at your little brother or the baby, your little siblings. Give it to me. Their mother's iPhone 14. Oh, then a stranger will come. Oh, give it to me. That's compassion. What do you have that you didn't receive from God? Your beauty? Your anointing? What? You don't respect your parents. Are you compassionate? No. God is waking us up this morning. Normally, me, I'm very quiet, but I'm giddy giddy. I'll be shouting by now. Hey, come on, scream. No. God is calling us. You keep gossiping about that person. Are you compassionate? You have one CD. Someone asked for 50 pesos. You know you are supposed to give it to them. But you don't. Are you compassionate? Somebody, God is calling us. If you are compassionate, you come very early to come and clean the chairs. Because another person will sit on it. And even when you are cleaning the chairs, you won't do it. The facilitator, they are worrying me. I don't like that. Then you are cleaning. That is not a heart of compassion. A heart of compassion is when you are cleaning. I have joy in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as the person sits on the chair, may they be touched. Oh, Lord, may it be said that I cleaned a chair in heaven and someone sat on it. That's compassion. Do you know the people that clean the washroom? But when you go there, you use it and you leave it, basa. You don't have compassion. Because a human being like you cleans it. Look at the security man, my driver. When did you get a driver? My driver is coming for me. Do you know how much the driver is paid? My driver, my car. I think we'll go in the Benz. Have you bought a Thai before? My driver. Your driver is somebody's father. Your driver, he's somebody's uncle. Your driver, your driver. You have a driver. Your father's driver is somebody's father. I'm taking us to the place where when you see him, uncle, good morning. Uncle, please, do you want water? Uncle, please, do you want something to drink? Do you know what that will do to your father's driver? Oh, my master Banokra Obome. Yeah. This is Christianity. God, give me power, anointing. When I lay hands, let them go. Ah. Hey, God. Uncle Eugene, how are you? Blessings. Eugene, how are you? I see God doing something. What shall it profit a man to gain all this? And Jesus will say, he didn't know you because you didn't preach to somebody. You didn't go to the prisons. Every year, I try to go to the prisons. Sometimes I'm just there. I'll go to Teshi police station or something. Am I going to report myself? Am I going to arrest somebody? No. I'm going to preach to the people. Ah. When was the last time you thought about your house help? Hey, you have a house help. Your house help. Your house help is someone's daughter. If we can do this, we'll change the world. If we can do this, they'll see that we are Christians. Today, when I was coming up, one of the outreach people said, they go to the hospitals in the morning and go to the prison, the cells, every Sunday morning. I said, Jesus, next week I'm joining. That is the heart. That is who God is calling us to be. How many pair of trousers can you wear to church? Some of you are wearing 5. I can wear only 1. Can you take your father's Benz to the grave? No. Think. When you die, quarter, few years down there, you rot. One day you die. Me too, I'll die. One day, not now. Don't go and say that. That man, that guy, you know, or say me. No. You will live very long, but you die one day. Do you know when you die? Do you know what to ask you? What impact did you have on the souls of people? That's compassion. Why do we celebrate Jesus? Because he was compassionate towards us. Today I came to wake you up. Next week, if you are coming to church, you know that you are coming for another person. The usher tells you to sit there. What do you mean? Sit where? No, I want to sit here. Even when you want to sit there, beg her. Oh, please, I want to sit here because. No, I want to sit here. Hey, Adra Tarzan. God is calling us. Listen, if we can catch this, listen. Our service to God will change. Uncle Biju said something. I kept on asking, what can I do in church? What can I do? When I see somebody, I ask, what can I do? Yesterday, I was at Adenta renovating a big house. They are not going to give me one CDO. It's a family house. What can I do? Some of you were sleeping. What can I do? What can I do? That should be the language. Jesus was a servant. Though he was a master, He used to wash the feet of people. You are first in class. And I want to say, yeah, but Paul, they are coming to take your position. I want you to reflect this morning. When I do things for God, how do I do it? What's the quality of my service to God? What's the quality? I'm sure some of you want to shout, scream, but what will it profit us if our hearts are not right? Touch your heart. Say, Lord, touch this heart. Touch this heart. Touch this heart. Touch this heart. I said compassion towards people. In John 6:11, says Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks and distributed. When you want to do great things for God, pray, give thanks in advance. God moves. I think I walk in a healing grace. I don't know, because healing is doctor I know. But little times I've been moved to pray for somebody and I see God doing something. I'm like, hey. Most of the times when I see God doing something, I go back and cry. Because God, me. Lay hands or something. Somebody has a chronic disease and I see it vanish. How many of you saw the short leg grow? How many of you, raise up your hands? How many of you, you saw the short leg grow? How? When I went home, I was burdened. I didn't go, oh, Charlie. The meeting was powerful. The short leg. Hey, me, a failure like me. People laughed at me. In my class, the school told me in primary that don't disgrace us. And I did what? I disgraced. What you don't tell me to do, me, I'll do. If you don't want me to do it, tell me don't. Or tell me what, do it. Then I'll do it. I disgraced them. At grade 24, they said you are a disgrace. I didn't pass the school again. But I joined the youth church. Gave my life to Christ. Was seven. I was put in a magazine, the first student to be put in a magazine to honor the school, because they had seen what God has done with my life. I always say this, very young as I was, among my mates, I was the first to graduate to the glory of God. As I stand here, small, dear, I'm an engineer. By the grace of God, I told you last time, I wrote the exams, I was exceptional. Immediately when they finished, there was a board, a panel. They were interviewing me to be an engineer in Ghana. And when they finished, they said, boy, you are very good. You know what? The results haven't come, but you've passed. To the glory of God. And they said, we are adding you to one of the IT committees of engineers in Ghana. I said, hi. So the question was, hey, will I pass? When I got us, give it to Jesus. Now, why do I say these things? I'm not talking to the 100. I'm not talking to the 99. I'm talking to one person here. You felt broken. Even now, sometimes I feel you've been sad. You think you can't make it. I'm not talking to all of you. Talking to one person. One person. Jesus is calling you. He has compassion for you. You don't run away from him. You run to him. Whilst you were yet a sinner, he first loved you. Let me tell you something. We are almost done. We have to pray. I was going through one of the tough times in my life early this year. I mean tough. Me, I don't know you're tough, but me, it was tough for me. There was one man, Uncle Bijou. He would call me, encourage me. He would drive his car encourage me. He will sit in personal family meetings. How can I pay him? I can't pay him. But for his compassion, he left what he was doing. He left what he was doing, and he will come. Sometimes I can call him for 1 hour and talk. That is compassion. Are you there for somebody? They are not there for me. They are not there for me. They don't come for my thing. They are not there. Who are you there for? Who are you there for? Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. When there's compassion, there's a move of God's mighty power. In the account of Matthew, it says Jesus went out and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion. Jesus said, after he healed the sick, you know what he said? Don't let them go away. Give them something to eat. Jesus has healed you. Hey, mommy, fine, I healed. But Jesus said, don't let them go away. Call them. Give them food. Give them food. If we can change and catch something this morning, our lives will change. Because God needs you to make that change. Most of Jesus' miracles were inspired by compassion. Look at that blind man. Jesus. And every day, the armor bearers. Every day, the disciples. Hey. And Jesus will say, leave them. Let them come. Look at the sinners that came to Jesus. Look at the people that were bad. Look at them. They came to Jesus. Look at the woman who touched the hand. She was dirty. She had infirmities. But Jesus wants us. This morning, open up your mouth. Talk to God. Say, Lord, touch my heart. Touch my heart. When was the last time you called somebody? When was the last time you prayed for somebody? When was the last time you preached to somebody? Oh, but say, listen to me. How can I preach? I'm shy. Ooh, how can I preach? I don't even have money. I can't do this business. Luke 1 verse 34 says, and Mary said to the angel, how can I do this since I do not know any man? I don't have a man to help me. I don't have a father. I don't have good friends. I'm not good. The Bible said, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. How will I start that business? I'm only 19. I'm only 15. The Holy Spirit shall come upon you. How will I do that? How will I preach? The Holy Spirit shall come upon you. Open up your mouth. Say, Lord, touch me. Holy Spirit, come upon me. I have no man. Open up your mouth. Talk to God. Libra da brantush. Rada gada gaba shanta. God is calling you. You are going to be the next big thing in Africa. You are going to be the next thing in Ghana. You are saying, Holy Spirit, come upon me tonight. Come upon me this morning. Ratandi libriyanta da bashanta. Ragada gaba shanta. Rededede boshanta. Makorika tandi limosha. Ratata. When you are moved with compassion, you leave a legacy behind. Open up your mouth, talk to God. Ratada da boshanta. I do not want to live here the same. Ratada brante. Rekada branta. Ragada in the name of Jesus. This is your prayer. Ezekiel 36 verse 26. And I will give you a new heart. You are saying, Lord, give me a new heart. And a new spirit I will put in you. I will remove the heart of stone. Some of us, including me sometimes, have a heart of stone. And God is saying he's giving you a heart of flesh. If I were you, I'll open up my heart. And I'll open up my hand. I'll lift up my hands as a form of surrender. Surrender. And I'll talk to God. Lord, give me a heart of flesh. I surrender all to you. Everything. Open up your mouth. Talk to God. Yes. Oh, look at you. Oh, look at his glory. Look at his glory. Look at his glory. Look at his glory. Let it go. Let it go. Allow him. Allow him. Allow him. Yes. Open up your mouth. Talk to God.
Holding nothing. Holding
God is about to do something.
Holding nothing.
Open up your heart. Look at somebody hungry for God. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Are you hungry for God? Look at another person. Ratadada branta shikoto. Rapandesh. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Kala dadadadadadadadadabashanta. You are asking God to anoint you. To anoint you. To anoint you. To anoint you. Katakatagadagadagadagadagadagadagabashandadabriyata. Somebody, in the next 2 minutes, open up your mouth. Speak in tongues. Talk to God. Rakata da 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 open up your mouth, people of God. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. God is arresting somebody. God is giving you a new heart. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. There's somebody at the back. The guy in the white. Come. That guy in the white. Get hungry for God. 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 Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Yes. Your life is never the same. Your life is never the same. Oh, Jesus. When I came here, do you know anybody? When I came here, when I was sitting behind, I saw you. God says he's made you great. He's made you a great person. At a very young age, you do great things for God. It seems very impossible, but take God serious. Okay? He has magnified his word above his name. So continue reading his word. Whatever the word of God says, do it. If he says you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover, Mark 16, do it. You are one of the one. God will use you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Breathe in.
When the glory comes, there'll be no words.
I don't want
to
you
say.
To stand there. I want you to pray. Ooh. You don't look hungry for God. Because if there's a compassion for God, you move. Bring that guy. Bring that guy. Bring that guy. Ratatataka toke teke de briataka daga daga mashianda. Rababa doke teka taka 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 branta. Rapapa toke teke te. Raga daga 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 boshianda.
When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Whoa.
Open up your mouth. Talk to God. Talk to God. Ratata. Somebody here, lift up your hands here. I see a cloud here. Lift up your hands 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 here. Rada da 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 da. Yes, yes, yes. Aha. It is moving. I see a cloud here. Lift up your hands here. Lift up your hands here. Lift up your hands here. Yes, yes. Oh, it's moving. It's moving. It's moving here. All over this place. Lift up your hands. People of God, lift up your hands. It is coming here. I see it moving. Yes, yes, yes. Receive it. 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 All over the place. There's an anointing hitting the room. Yes, receive it. Receive. Still see a cloud here. I still see a cloud here. I don't know who it is. I don't know. I don't know. Receive it. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
You are sick in any part of your body.
you've gone to the hospital, or you feel pains, come to this young man standing here. You are sick in any part of your body. You are sick in any part of your body. Walk forward. You are sick. You are sick. You have some pains. Stand here. When the glory comes, you do not speak in tongues. Come to this side because of time. You are sick in any part of your body. And there's a certain James, come here. James, come here. James, come here. James, come here. James, standing for your father. He has some chronic disease. James. And if you are the James, walk to me. James. Oh, James. You don't speak in tongues. Stand here. You are sick in any part of your body. Believe. And Jesus was moved with compassion. And he healed. Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. He's moving. Before I pray for them, I still feel there's a cloud here. Holy Spirit, arrest that person now. Arrest that person now. Their lives will never be the same. Arrest that person now. By the count of five, arrest that person now. Let it go. 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 Yes, there's a cloud and it's still here because I see it. Holy Spirit, arrest that person. Now, because of time, you are sick in any part of your body. Jesus is the healer. You heard the word about compassion. He really loves you. And he said healing are his children's bread. He said if you serve the Lord your God, he will take away sickness from you. Put your hand where it's hurt. As I said that, something moved. Some of you, no hands laid on you. Put your...
When the glory comes, there'll be no words.
Now, receive your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, you were moved with compassion. You also said healing are your children's bread. Right now, these are your people that need you. You are compassionate towards them. Show them your mercy. Heal them right now. 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 The healing has taken place. The healing has taken place. Heal them. 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 Heal them now. Heal them now. I use this woman. I use this girl as a point of contact. Heal them now. Heal them. Heal them. Oh, it's moving. It's moving. Yes, look at her. She's getting healed. Olivia, you are getting healed. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Look at you. There's glory over you. There's glory over you. There's glory over you. There's glory over you. Father, yes, now, let it go. Now, let it go. 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 Ah! Receive your healing. Ah! There's somebody fighting a demonic fight. That demon is coming out. And your healing is coming. Your healing is coming. There's a battle going on. Your healing is coming. Ratata, 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 ratata. Yes, 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 yes. We contend with anybody. We contend with anything that is not of God. That has put himself in your body. In the name of Jesus. God is healing a lesbian here. A lesbian. A lesbian. I heard it. A lesbian. A lesbian. Ratata. Rapaka taka 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 taka. God is healing a lesbian here. A lesbian. A lesbian. A lesbian. A lesbian. A lesbian. Time is fast spent. There's things going on. Put your hand where it is. The pain has vanished. If the pain has vanished, stand on this platform. Do what you couldn't do now. Do what you couldn't do. Put your hands off your head now. Do what you couldn't do. If it was your back, do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. And if you believe the pain has gone, you feel something has happened, stand on this pulpit. Stand on this altar. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. We don't have time, people. We don't have time. We do not have time. We do not have time. We do not have time. If you feel something has moved, if you feel there's a healing, give them a mic. If you feel there's a healing, if you feel there's a healing, if you feel there's a healing, as I touch you, receive your healing. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I contend with anything that is fighting you, that captures your mind and wants you to take your life. Wants you to take your life. I come in the mighty, miraculous name of Jesus. I deal with it now in the name of Jesus. You know me and you'd obey me because of the precious name of Jesus. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out, come out. It's like vomit. You want to cough. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Please hurry up. Let me not waste time. Let it go. 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 It's coming from your mouth. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, Jesus. Let it go. 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 Keep here for me. Let it go. Because of time. Receive your healing. Oh, look at you. 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 Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive. As I lay hands on you, I believe, because I'm moved with compassion, that God, the healer, Jesus, is doing something. Let it go. 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 Oh, ushers. 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 Let it go. Oh, Jesus. Oh, can you help me? Let it go. Yes. Ah. That pain. Going to be a sharp pain and it's gone. 1, 2, 3. Yes. 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 That is it. That is it. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. That is it. That's your healing. Receive it. Oh, let it go. Now. Healing, take place. Take place. We cover the mind. We cover the mind. We cover the mind. We cover the mind. Healing, yes, healing, healing, healing. Melt it. Melt it in the name of Jesus. 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 The place has been cleared. They will not come 7 times. No, they will not. 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 They will, oh. I'm pain and tummy pain. You believe Jesus can heal you? Okay. Father, your daughter is here. Move with compassion. She has an arm pain and a belly pain. Now, in the name of Jesus, let that pain cease. Oh, let it go. Let it go. Ah, let it go. That's it. That's it. What's wrong with you? I'm strained. Release. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let it go. God is doing something great in you. Yes. Father, let there be a transfer of your power. Yes. Yes. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Where's the mic? I think time is gone. What couldn't you do? Someone help me, what they couldn't do and what they can do now. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Oh. Minimse umiso pedali miso. Oh. Minimse dimafo. Please testify. Testify. What couldn't you do? What can you do now? Please, let's be quick in the 30 seconds.
I have this eye issue.
Yeah.
That I can't see properly.
Yeah.
Now I believe and I trust in God.
Is it, is it that you believe or God has done
it? He has done it.
Can you see?
Yes.
So, what couldn't you see? Read the small boy's name on the screen. There's a small boy looking at me. He's wearing wine. Read his name.
I can see the colors, but then it's too far away.
It's too far.
Yes.
Do you believe God can heal you?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, touch this eye. For your glory. Now. Oh, Jesus. Anything on her eyes, I remove. I remove. I remove. In the name of Jesus. Now. Let it go. Oh, Jesus. That's the healing. That's the healing. It's going to be like fire on your eyes. After you read that thing for me. Don't let her go. What couldn't you do? Please. The time is up. Oh. What couldn't you do? Please shout.
I'm having a stomach ache. Uh-huh. Now. The pain is gone.
How did the pain go?
I don't know why. It just went out.
It just vanished.
Yes.
Give God praise. Give him thanks. What couldn't you do? Do I know you from anywhere? Have you seen me before? But do I know? Have you spoken to me before? So did I put the pain there? Did I take the pain? It's Jesus that did it. Give him praise.
I was having a stomach pain.
Yeah.
I couldn't bend down. I can bend.
Bend down. Let me see. Go, 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 go. Give him praise. Give him praise. What couldn't you do?
Throat always pains.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I couldn't shout, but now I feel like I shout.
Oh, shout for God. Shout! Give him praise! Give him thanks. Listen, the time is up. I am believing God for healing in the next 5 seconds. Receive your healing. It's not my faith, though. According to the power that works inside of you. If you believe God can heal you. Eugene, that it doesn't do anything. It is God. It is Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. As I touch you as a point of faith, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh, la. Oh, oh, yes. Help me. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Oh, Jesus. Come on. Stand by her. Give her a hug. Receive it. Oh. Take her there. There are so many people with low spirits. I don't know why. What's wrong with me? Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Any spirits that contend with her in her dreams. Any spirit that contaminated her in her dreams, We cast it out in the name of Jesus. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it go. By the count of five, I have no time. Let it go. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Let it go. 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 You would obey me because I come in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it go. Anything that has taken her mind, that has taken her mind, that has taken her mind, anything that eats her up, I release you in the name of Jesus. I release you. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. Receive your healing. You see, you couldn't do something. You can do it. Join them. Oh, look at you. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Father, I come against depression. Put joy in her heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Redeemer for Yame Kame. Oh. What couldn't you do? If you testified, go. Can you read it? Can you read it? Don't force it. It's God that heals. He will not. Can you? What couldn't you do? You can't see. You can't stand. But you are standing now. So is it paining you now? It's not paining you. Give him praise. Give him thanks. What happened?
It just vanished. It just vanished.
Oh, give him. Oh, are you not amazed? She didn't go to the hospital. God has done it. And what's happening now? But was it itching in the service?
Yes.
And what happened?
It just went. Like, I touched my leg.
Are you sure? No, not for me. No, it's gone. So your tie is free. Give him praise. Give him. You are going to tell your mother, I speak to this type, and you said it goes and comes, but today it will never come back. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Lift up your hands. Oh God, do a new thing in her life. What couldn't you do?
Since yesterday.
And what has happened? Is it still there?
No.
Is it still there?
No.
What has happened? How did it vanish? When did it vanish? Where did it go?
Give him praise. Oh, we bless God for your life.
What couldn't you do?
I have a stomach pain.
But what has happened?
It's gone.
When?
Right.
How? When did it go?
Now.
Right before I came here, or when I touched you, or what?
When you touched.
Give him praise, Father. To take this healing. What couldn't you do?
My head was aching.
And what's happening?
It's gone.
Hey, this is gone, dear. It's not gone. It's dazed. What's happening?
It's gone.
Give him praise. Thank Jesus. So I told you guys to come and stand up. You didn't stand up. We thank you, Lord. What couldn't you do?
Bend my knees or jump.
You couldn't bend your knees or jump.
Give him praise. Clap for Jesus.
Listen to me. Hold my hands, the two of you. Do you know him? You don't know him. The season of weeping is over. Look at my eyes. I want you to look in my eyes. God loves you. Please put the verse for me. Jeremiah 31. God loves you. God loves you. Don't take your life. Have you ever thought of taking your life before? Have you? You have. Uh-huh. It's you. If you felt it, what happens? What happens to you?
Oh, what happens? Don't cry.
What happens? What a voice tells you? You will not take your life. Listen. Look at the scripture. Yes. Oh, please, message. He said, I will never quit loving you. That is God. It's not a boy. Me, I can't love you. Unconditional. And I will never will. Expect love. Love. Your father cannot give you that love. Your mother cannot give you that love. Na mini muse betu mi chunudi no betu mi ayama wo no Betumi ayamawo. Receive it. Receive his love. Receive his love. Let it go. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for her life. God is going to do great things with you. Don't look down on yourself. Okay? Your mother will not die. What's wrong with your mother? She's been battling for her life. Not the normal asthma. Oh, it's taking a lot of money. Sometimes you don't have food to eat. But God says, I will never stop loving you. Read it. Read it. Read it. Receive the love of God. Receive it. Now, by the count of five, that love that surpasses all things, that peace of God. Jesus. 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 Let her go. Let her go. God is working on her. I am done. Call this person. No bed to me, I am a woman. To me, I am a woman. You don't speak in tongues. Receive the gifts. Receive it. You don't speak in tongues. Start speaking in tongues. I command your mouth. Open. In the name of Jesus. God said I should touch you. And I should come against anything on your academics. I cast it. I deal with it. Anything. Oh, yes. Hold her well. On your academics. Anything. When you sit down to learn, your mind goes blank. It's not just your tiredness. When you read a book, you are just tired. It's not it. Any force. Any force. From your mother's side. Any force. Hold her well. She's going to get aggressive. Any force from your mother's side. What do you want from her? What do you want from her? What do you want from her? What do you want from him? What do you want from him? What do you want from him? Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. 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 By the count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Let it go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. After the service, please keep her for me. We give you glory, Lord. We've ended. As we honor you, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. Take all the glories. I want to end. But the Lord said, Eugene, I picked you up from Teen Chapel. I was holding a camera. The business that has given me the most money was from Teen Chapel. Holding a camera. The Lord said, the graces. I've done contracts by the grace of God for Spotify. For Imani, for Harvest Praise. It is wonderful. I don't have a CV. I tried doing a CV. I cannot do it, but I'm an IT manager. They pay me good money by the grace of God. When I knelt down, the Lord said he's pouring down that grace. In the next minute, receive it. You are not too young. I'm a very young person. Amongst my mates, I'm the youngest. Where I work, I'm the your youngest. Receive that power. Receive that power. In the next 1 minute, receive it. All over this place, it's going to happen. It's a grace falling on us. It's a grace falling on us. You make a difference. You make a difference. Receive it. In the next 1 minute, we have 50 seconds more. If you want to key into this grace, tap in, tap in, tap in. ratatata, ratatata. Receive the grace, receive the grace, receive the grace. Yes, yes, yes. You will do exploits. You will do powerful things. Yes, all over this place. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive the grace. Yes, yes, that woman. Call that girl for me. Receive the grace all over this place. Receive the grace. Ratata, there's a guy hungry. Come, come. Ratatatoshi, ratatatoshi. Receive it. Young age, you shall do exploits. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes, yes, yes. She will be unstoppable. Ushers, help. Receive their grace. All over this place. All over this place. Yes. 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 Receive that grace here. All over this place. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. There's a grace all over this place. Ah. Father, thank you. 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 Please, with all humility, wherever the facilitators are, as young as I am, wherever they are, please don't come. With all respect, please lift up your hands. Father, bless them. Father, increase them. Father, replenish them. Father, as they do your work, do something new in their lives. Father, may their lives never be the same. May their children be safe. May the road be safe for them. Father, do something new in their lives. Father, take them to another height. If their businesses have gone down, restore them. Father, do things that man cannot do. Father, we give you the praise for these facilitators. Bless your holy name, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, give God praise, give Him thanks. Thank you, Teen Chapel.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. Give another shout to the Lord.